Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your grace and mercy. Thank you for your compassion toward us. Thank you for your presence and power that is producing great things in our lives. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for your protection and security and preservation in our lives. Thank you for always fighting our battles. Thank you for always helping us whenever we need your help. Thank you for your strength that is upholding us. Thank you for your strength that is making us to overcome temptations. Thank you for your strength that is giving us the ability to obey your voice, to obey your word, and to do your will. Thank you, Father. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for your commitment to answering our prayers. Thank you for the fire of the Holy Ghost that gives us deliverances, healings, and breakthroughs and victories. Thank you, Lord. We also thank you for great things you have promised us. And because you're going to bring those promises to pass. Thank you, Lord, for giving solutions to our difficult problems. Be thou exalted forever in Jesus' name. We thank you because you're already here among us, and we shall not leave here the same way we have come. Thank you, Father, because you're going to bless us, you're going to touch our lives, you're going to help us, you're going to deliver us. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. I ask that you lead us through the prayer session tonight. Give us the right prayer point you want us to pray, and answer every prayer that we will pray. And stir up our faith so that we can pray from a mind that is full of faith in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for we know you're going to do beyond our expectations. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. I welcome you to the Lord's presence. And we're going to sing worship songs right now. Blessed be the name of the Lord, who is worthy to be praised and adored. So we lift up holy hands in one accord, singing, blessed be the name. Hallelujah, blessed be the name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name, Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord, who is worthy to be praised and adored. So we lift up holy hands in one accord, singing, blessed be the name. Hallelujah, blessed be the name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We give you glory, Lord, as we worship you. We give you all the glory. We give you glory, Lord, as we honor you. You are wonderful. You are worthy, O Lord. You are wonderful. You are worthy, O Lord. We give you all the glory. We give you glory, Lord, as we worship you. We give you glory, Lord, as we honor you. You are wonderful. You are worthy, O Lord. You are wonderful. You are worthy, O Lord. We cry, Abba Father. Hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name. We cry, Abba Father. We cry, Abba Father. Hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name. Your name is higher than every other name. Your name is Jesus. Your name is Lord. Your name is higher than every other name. Your name is Jesus. Your name is Lord. Your name is fire. Your name is higher than every otherness. Your name is Jesus. Your name is Lord. Your name is higher than every other name. Your name is Jesus. Your name is Lord. He touched my life with his name. My life changed. He touched my life. He touched my life with his name. I am no more the same. Jehovah touched my life with his name. My life changed. He touched my life, he touched my life with him. My life changed. He touched my life, he touched my life with him. I am no more the same. Jehovah touched my life with him. My life changed. Thank you, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for everything you have done. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Lord, King of glory. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for everything you have done. That wonderful name, Jesus. That wonderful name, Jesus. That wonderful name, that wonderful name, Jesus. There is no other name I know. That wonderful name, that wonderful name, Jesus. Oh, that wonderful name, Jesus. That wonderful name, Jesus. There is no other name I know. We have a Father, Almighty Father, who is King of and Lord of Lords. We are Father, hallelujah. We are Father, Almighty Father, who is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We are Father, unto the Lord be the glory. Bring peace, ye of stone. Unto the Lord be the glory. Great peace, ye of stone. Unto Jesus be the glory. Great peace, ye of stone. Unto the Lord be the glory. Great peace, ye of stone. Oh, great peace, ye of stone. Great peace, he will do. Unto the Lord be the glory. Great peace, he has done. Oh, great peace, he has done. Great peace, he will do. Unto the Lord be the glory. Great peace be above. You are the mighty God, the great I am. Alleluia. Alleluia. You are the mighty God, the great I am. Alleluia. 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 You are the mighty God, the great I am. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh Lord, our God, how excellent is your name in all the earth. How excellent is your name, O Lord, O Lord, our God. How excellent is your name in all the earth. How excellent is your name. Thou art worthy. Thou art worthy, O Lord. You're worthy to receive glory, honor, and power. For thou art created all things, and for thy pleasure they are, and were created. I cannot live without you. I cannot live without you. I cannot live without you. Oh Lord, I cannot. I cannot do without you. I cannot do without you, Lord. I cannot live without you. Oh Lord, do something new. Do something new in my life. Something new in my life. Something new in my life. Oh Lord, do something new. Do something new in my life. Something new in my life. Something new in my life. Oh Lord. What manner of man is Jesus? Amen. What manner of man is Jesus? Hallelujah. He made the blind to see. Hallelujah. He made the lame to walk. Hallelujah. He walked upon the sea. Hallelujah. He made the dead to live. Hallelujah. Sing hallelujah. 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 Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Amen. Sing hallelujah. 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 Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. The Lord reigned. Let the earth tremble. He reigneth, let the earth tremble. Our God reigneth, let the earth tremble. He reigneth, let the earth tremble. Jesus reigneth, let the earth tremble. He reigneth, let the earth tremble. Our God reigneth, let the earth tremble. He reigneth, let the earth tremble. Unchangeable God, unchangeable God, unchangeable God, unchangeable God, unchangeable God. Oh, unchangeable God, unchangeable God, unchangeable God, unchangeable God, unchangeable God, unchangeable God. Reliable God, reliable God, reliable God, reliable God, reliable God, reliable God. We serve a reliable God, reliable God. And For forever, forever. Oh Lord, in your holy setting, in heaven, in this setting, forever, forever. Oh Lord, your word is perfect, in heaven it is perfect. Hallelujah, Hosanna. Hallelujah, Hosanna. Hallelujah, Hosanna. Hallelujah, Hosanna. Oh, hallelujah, Hosanna. Hallelujah, Hosanna. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Hosanna. Oh, hallelujah, Hosanna. Hallelujah, Hosanna. Hallelujah, Hosanna. Hallelujah, Hosanna. We want to worship and bless His name, glorify and adore Him, magnify Him, worship the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the Almighty God, the King of Glory, the Bright and Morning Star, the Lion of the Tribe of Judah, the Root of David, the Root of Jesse, the King of the Universe, the One who was, the One who is, and the One who is to come, is the Alpha and Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the ending. We worship you, Father, for you are before all things. You existed before anything existed. And you are the one holding all things together. We praise you, Father. We worship you, Lord. Mighty healer, mighty savior, mighty restorer, mighty deliverer, mighty God. We worship you. We worship you. We worship you. Blessed be your holy name. You give power to the powerless. You give strength to the weak. You give hope to the hopeless. You give help to the helpless. You are the help to the helpless. We worship you, Father, for you give life to the dead and revival to the dying. We praise you, Lord. You give wisdom to the poor. Blessed be your holy name. You are highly exalted, far above the heavens and the earth. You are highly exalted, far above all your enemies, far above all witchcraft, all sorcery. You are highly exalted, far above all the works of darkness. You are highly exalted, far above princes of darkness and powers of darkness and rulers of darkness. You are highly exalted, far above all the realms and kingdoms of darkness. We praise and adore you, Father. For you are the Lord, who is strong and mighty. And you are the Lord, who is mighty in battles. You are the one who opens doors no man can shut. And you shut doors no man can open. Blessed be your holy name. Blessed be your holy name. We praise you, Lord. You are the Savior of our souls. For there is no salvation in any other, but only in you, Jesus. For no other God can save, and no other God can give eternal life. We praise thee, O Lord. You are our sufficiency. You are the light through which we see. Blessed be your holy name. You are all in all, and we shall trust you forever. Hallelujah. In Jesus' mighty name, we have given him worship and praise. Amen. We're going to thank the Lord with these prayers. We're going to say, thank you, Lord, for demonstrating your faithfulness in my life. Say, thank you, Lord, for demonstrating your faithfulness in my life and situation. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Thank you, Father, for demonstrating your faithfulness in my life. Thank you for showing me and everyone around me how faithful you are, how reliable you are, how dependable you are. Thank you for demonstrating your faithfulness in my life. Thank you, Father. Thank you for demonstrating your faithfulness in my situations. Thank you for coming to my rescue at the time I needed you. Thank you for helping me at that time I needed your help. Thank you, Lord, for solving difficult problems in my life. Thank you for showing your faithfulness. Thank you for revealing your faithfulness in my life. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. We are still going to thank him. You're going to say, thank you, Father, for uprooting from my life everything you have not planted, everything you did not plant. Thank you for putting them out of my life. Open your mouth and begin to thank you. Begin to thank you. Thank you, Jesus, for putting from my life, from my spirit, from my soul, from my body, the things you did not plant, the things you have not planted, the things that doesn't belong to you, the things that weren't according to your will. Thank you for putting them from my life. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for giving me deliverance in my spirit, soul, and body. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. He has to go into thanking. You're going to say, thank you, Father, for opening doors in my life that no man can shut. So thank you, Father, for opening doors for my life that no man can shut. Open your mouth and begin to thank you. Thank you, Lord, for opening doors for me that no man can shut. Thank you, Father. Thank you for making ways for me that will remain forever. Thank you for giving me breakthroughs that will abide forever. Thank you for giving me blessings and help that will abide, that will remain forever. Thank you for opening doors for me that no one is shut. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Just going to thank him. You're going to say, thank you, Lord, for reversing the evils the enemy has programmed to happen to me and my household. Thank you for reversing those evils. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for reversing, for terminating the evils, the powers of darkness, the agents of darkness, the kingdoms of darkness are programmed to happen to me and my family members. Thank you, Lord, for reversing those evils. Thank you for terminating those evils. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for stopping those evils. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for canceling them, the negative things, the evil things, the kingdom of darkness programmed to happen to me. Thank you, Lord, for terminating them. The evil they planned, they programmed for my family. Thank you for terminating them. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You're still going to thank him. begin to say, thank you, Father, for your power that is changing my life into the person you want me to be. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Say, thank you, Father, for your power that is changing my life into the kind of person you want me to be. Thank you for your power that is changing me into the kind of Christian you want me to be. Thank you for your power that is changing me into a new creature that is after your heart. Thank you for your power that is changing me into a new creature that is like you in nature and stature. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your power that is changing me into a new creature that fears you, that loves you, and obeys you always. A new creature that pleases you always. Thank you for your power that is changing me day by day into that new creature. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Yes, begin to thank him. And usually, our thanksgiving is supposed to be more than our prayer point. Yeah, your thanksgiving to God is supposed to be more than your prayer request. So you're still going to thank him. You're going to say, thank you, Father, for all the solutions you have released in response to my prayers. So thank you, Father, for all the helps you have released in response to my prayers. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Thank you, Father. Thank you for all the solutions you have released in response to the prayers that I prayed. Thank you for all the answers you have released in response to my prayers. Thank you for all the breakthroughs and successes and interventions and victories that you have released in response to my prayers. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Yes, begin to thank him. You're going to say, thank you, Father, for giving me strong immune system such that I do not fall sick. So thank you, Lord, for giving me a strong immune system in my body such that I do not fall sick. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. A lot of things that you were exposed to, others were exposed to the same situation and they fell sick, but you did not fall sick. It's not because you are smart. Is the hand of God. So thank you, Father, for giving me a strong health. Thank you for giving me a strong health such that I couldn't fall sick. Thank you for giving me strong health, such that I couldn't fall victim of sicknesses and diseases. Thank you, Father. Thank you for giving me a strong immune system in my body. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Just going to thank him. You're going to say, thank you, Lord, for raising me above all the limitations, the kingdoms of darkness set over my life and destiny. Say, thank you, Father, for raising me above those limitations. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Pray like that. Thank you, Father, for raising me above limitations that the enemy set over my life, calling, and destiny. Thank you for raising me above such limitations. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given it thanks. Amen. Just going to thank him, we're going to say, Father, thank you for exposing the secrets of darkness to me. The secrets of darkness, the things darkness has been doing secretly in my life, secretly against me. Thank you for exposing them to me. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Thank you, Father, for exposing to me the secrets of darkness, the hidden things of darkness. Thank you for exposing to me the things the enemy have been doing secretly against my life. Thank you, Father, for exposing them to me. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Yes, we're going to thank him. We're going to say, thank you, Father, for fighting my battles. Thank you for conquering the enemies that were too stronger than I am. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Say, thank you, Father, for fighting my battles. Thank you for conquering the enemies that were too strong for me. Thank you for conquering my enemies that were too strong for my life. Thank you, Lord, for fighting my battles. Thank you, Jesus, for fighting my battles. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Just going to thank him. You're going to say, thank you, Lord, for the opportunities you sent into my life so that I can move forward through them, so that I can become successful and great through those opportunities. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Thank you, Father, for the opportunity you sent into my life to move me forward. to lift me high, to lift me into greatness, to lift me into fulfillment of destiny. Thank you, Father, for the opportunities you've sent into my life. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for life-changing opportunities you've sent into my life. Thank you for great opportunities you've sent into my life, so that my life can be transformed and become successful. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, with your mighty hand, frustrate and destroy the intentions and determination of my enemies to hurt me. You're going to say, Father, frustrate and destroy the determination and intention of my enemies to hurt me. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus, O Lord, with your mighty hand, frustrate and destroy the intentions, the plans, the agendas, the determination of my enemies to hurt me, to hurt my family members. Oh Lord, frustrate and destroy them all. Right now, in the name of Jesus, frustrate and destroy them all. Frustrate and destroy them all. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we are free. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, with your mighty hand, create the helps and solutions that I need at this point in time to move forward, to succeed, to fulfill destiny. Father, with your mighty hand, create the solutions now. Create the helps now. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Create the solutions. Create the helps that my life needs at this point in time. Father, do it now with your mighty hand. The breakthroughs that my life needs at this time, the help, the elevation, the interventions, the divine interventions that my life need at this time, the transformation that my life need at this time. Oh Lord, create them now with your mighty hand. In the name of Jesus, create them now. Create them now. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we are prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. Only the Lord is able to bring things out of nothing. And He can do that anytime. So you're going to talk to Him. You're going to say, Father, demonstrate your almighty power in my life to meet my urgent need. You're going to say, Father, demonstrate your almighty power in my life to meet my urgent need. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus. God doesn't need raw materials to produce anything that you need. He Himself is the raw material. He doesn't need anyone's help to produce what you need. Talk to Him. The Father, demonstrate your almighty power. Demonstrate your almighty power in my life to supply my urgent need. In the name of Jesus. As you multiplied 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes, demonstrate your almighty power in my life to meet my urgent need. In the name of Jesus, demonstrate that power now. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're still going to pray. You're going to say, Father, visit my life and through many miracles rewrite the story of my life. You can say, Father, visit my life and do many miracles to rewrite the story of my life, to change the story of my life into a greatness story. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, visit my life now. And through a lot of signs and wonders, change the story of my life. Rewrite the story of my life. Change the face of my life. In the name of Jesus. change the story of my life into a greatness story, into a victorious story, by the reason of your power, by the reason of many signs and wonders. Oh Lord, change the story of my life. Change the appearance of my life forever in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. Amen. Yeah, you are still going to pray. Yeah, the reason why God is called the El Shaddai, which also means the Almighty. The Almighty is because he can enter into any situation and fix it. Yeah, even if you have to create what you will use to fix it. Yeah, for instance, people who have seen the revelations of heaven, they said there's a place in heaven where they manufacture body parts. Yeah, there's a place in heaven where they manufacture spare parts. That is human parts, human body parts. Yeah, so why would God be doing that in heaven? It's because God wants to be able to step into the life of any sick person and completely heal that person. Yeah, without having to worry about a part of the body that have been damaged beyond repair. Yeah. So what I'm saying is that it doesn't matter how bad the situation of your life is looking. You just need a visitation from the Almighty God. Yeah, that is all you need. And He's going to fix your life. Yeah, you have everything. You have everything. So you're going to pray. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Father, visit my life right now. And demonstrate your almightiness to fix everything that I've gone wrong in my life. You're going to say, Father, visit my life right now. Visit my career, calling, marriage, family, destiny right now. And demonstrate your almightiness to fix everything that has gone wrong. Open your mouth and pray like that. Visit my life, visit my life. All I need is your visitation. All I need is your visitation. All I need is your touch. All I need is your intervention. Say, Father, visit my life now. Visit my destiny. Visit my calling. Visit my career. Visit my my business, visit every area of my life, and demonstrate your whole mightiness to fix everything that I've gone wrong, to fix everything the enemy have damaged right now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. Now, you also need to know that God is self-sufficient. Yeah, and that is part of His almightiness. He's the self-sufficient God. Now, what does it mean to be self-sufficient? It means that you have everything you need. Yeah, it means you don't need anyone's help. David understood this attribute of God when he wrote in Psalm 23. He said, "The Lord is my shepherd, and I have all that I need." He said, "The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want." Yeah, because he knows that once God is with him and is the one in charge of his life, he knows that he will always have everything he needs, because he knows that God is self-sufficient. So God doesn't need anyone's help, but everyone would need his help. But he doesn't need anyone's help. Now, if God is demanding something from you, don't think he needs your help. In fact, see it as he's giving you an opportunity to receive help from him. Yeah, if God is asking you to do something for him, if God is asking you to give him from your riches, from your wealth, don't think he needs that thing. In fact, if you see yourself as highly privileged, that God is demanding something from you. You should see yourself as highly favored, that God is demanding something from you. I don't know if you're getting my point. Yeah, because God actually is self-sufficient. He doesn't need anyone's help. Yeah, but because he always wants to help us, so sometimes he gives us opportunity, yeah, to receive his help by asking us to do something for him. Yeah, so I pray that at every point in time, God gives you that opportunity. I pray that you don't fail. I pray that you grab the opportunity in Jesus' name. Yeah, so we are still going to pray concerning God's almightiness. Now, we saw in the scripture that there was a woman called Mary Magdalene. The Bible said he had seven strong spirits. I mean, she was possessed by seven stubborn demons, seven terrible demons. Yeah. But Jesus removed all those demons from her. Now, there was a woman that was a former agent of Satan, and she was operating at a very high rank in the kingdom of darkness, and she told us that Mary Magdalene was occupying a very top place in the kingdom of darkness, and usually they call that place or that title the bride of Satan. That is the title that Mary Magdalene was occupying in the kingdom of darkness. Like she was like the wife of Satan. So it takes the power of Jesus, the deliverance power of Jesus, to set us free. So there are some deliverance that Jesus has to visit you to do it on you. Because no one else, I mean, no pastor can pray for you, and you know, and those demons will leave. Jesus Himself has to come to you to set you free. So that is why it is important to learn to pray deliverance prayers for yourself, and not depend on somebody somewhere that will come and lay hands on you, because there are some deliverance that it is you, it is you and Jesus that will get it done. It is both your prayers and the intervention of Jesus that will get it done. I mean, Jesus will come to you physically to set you free. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, visit my life and demonstrate your almighty power to deliver me from every captivity of darkness. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, visit me now and demonstrate your almighty power to deliver me from every captivity of darkness. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. There is no devil that is stronger than Jesus. There's no captivity of darkness that is greater than the power of Jesus. There is no Satan that is stronger than Jesus. Begin to pray. Lord Jesus, visit me. Visit me. And use your almighty power to release me from every captivity of darkness. Use your almighty power to free me, to liberate me from captivity of covenants of darkness, to free me from captivities of cursings of darkness. Visit me now, Lord Jesus. Visit me now, Lord Jesus. And deliver my spirit from satanic captivities. Deliver my soul from satanic captivities. Deliver my body from satanic captivities. Thank you, Lord. Right now. In the name of Jesus. Visit me and demonstrate your almighty power. Until I am completely free. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. We are still praying. This is how deliverance happens. The power of God will continue to increase or to be magnified inside of you. Yeah, and that power continues to grow. It's just like something starts increasing in size and in weight. Now, the power will rise to a point that the darkness or the devil or the principality that have captured your life, they will have to run for their life. Yeah, I don't forget that place in the Bible where Jesus was teaching in the synagogue. And Jesus was not even, he wasn't praying deliverance prayer. He was just teaching. But because his presence was making the atmosphere to become hostile and to become dangerous against demons. So as he was teaching, the atmosphere of that place was getting very hot against the demons, was getting very dangerous against the demons. So along the line, a man that was possessed with the devil started to scream and shout, and he was saying, "What do we have to do with you, Son of God, the Holy One of God?" The demon began to speak, "That what do we have to do with you? Why are you interfering with us?" Yeah, you know, and immediately Jesus commanded the spirit to get out. Yeah, so deliverance happens when the power of God keeps on increasing in your life, and the atmosphere of the Holy Ghost keeps on continue to grow and to magnify in your life. So if you get to the point that the thing that have captured you will not be able to withstand the heat of God's power, and the chain will just break. And then the demons, they will just run for their lives. Yeah, so that is how deliverance happens. Yeah, so if you have been praying for deliverance, focus on generating a spiritual atmosphere that will be too strong than the forces of darkness that have captured you. Yeah, focus on doing things that will amplify the power of God. Doing things that will increase the greatness of God in your life and your environment. And then you'll see the deliverance happen very fast. So you're going to pray, you're going to place your right hand on your head. And you're going to pray like this. You're going to say in the name of Jesus, "Let the power of Jesus increase from within me. Let the power of Jesus be magnified in me. And let no darkness be able to stay in my life henceforth. So let the power of Jesus grow from within me and take over my entire being. So let the power of Jesus become magnified from within me and take over my entire being, so that no darkness will be able to stay in my life." Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. "So that no captivity of darkness will be able to stay. Let the power of Jesus increase. Let the power of Jesus increase from within my spirit, from within my soul, from within my body. Let the power of Jesus increase and take over me. Let the power of Jesus increase and take over me. Right now, right now, right now. And let every chain of slavery, every chain of darkness break into pieces. Let every captivity of darkness break into pieces. Let every presence of darkness disappear. Let the presence and power of Jesus increase from within me and take over me and saturate me and overshadow me right now in the name of Jesus. Continue to pray that prayer. Let the presence and power of Jesus increase from within me and take over me and saturate me and overshadow me. And let every captivity of darkness begin to break into pieces. Right now, by the reason of the greatness of the power of God, in the name of Jesus, let the power of Jesus increase from within me and take over me, and let no darkness be able to stay. In the name of Jesus, let chains of slavery break into pieces. By the power of Jesus, let chains of slavery in my life break into pieces. By the power of Jesus in me. Right now, continue to pray like that. Let every prison of darkness that have captured me break into pieces. Right now, by the power of Jesus that is upon me now, that is within me now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have to pray. You need to know that your focus must be on the greatness of God and not on the strength of your enemy. If you really are going to get deliverance, some people, they focus on the strength of the enemy. They focus on the power of Satan. Of course, Satan has power, and the agents of Satan, they have power. But if you want to conquer them, don't focus on the power that they have. Focus on the power of God. Focus on the greatness of God's power. Focus on the authority and dominion that is in Jesus. Yeah, so as you focus on the greatness of God's power, that is how you will see these other lesser powers disappear. I mean the powers of Satan. They are lesser powers. So you see them run for their lives. Yeah, so you're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, rewire my mind to continually focus on the greatness of God's power. As I as I fight against darkness, as I fight against the forces of darkness, the Holy Spirit rewire my mind, reconstruct my mind, to continually focus on the greatness of God's power, and not focus on the power of my enemies. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Holy Spirit, rewire my mind. Renew my mind. Reconstruct my mind. Recreate my mind. To continually focus on the greatness of God and His power. Every time I fight darkness, every time I fight the realms of darkness, the kingdoms of darkness, every time I fight the forces and powers of darkness, the Holy Spirit, give me a mind that is fixed on the greatness of God's power. In the name of Jesus, destroy every mindset in me that amplifies the power of the enemy. The Holy Spirit, destroy every mindset in me that amplifies the powers of witchcraft. Destroy every mindset in me that amplifies the powers of demons. Destroy every mindset in me that amplifies the powers of witch doctors and idol worshippers. Give me a new mind that only amplifies the power of God. A new mind that is fixed on the greatness of God's power at all times, so that I will always have victory in my battle with the forces of darkness. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have to pray. To experience real and complete deliverance, you must not have the same properties of the same properties in Satan in your life. The same property, the same things that can be found in Satan must not be found in you if you are going to be delivered from the bondage of Satan. Yeah, the things that are in Satan must not be in you. Yeah, that is, you must repent of everything. You must come away from everything for you to be completely delivered. So the desire to sin must die. The love for sin must die. And you must now hate sin with every part of you, with all your heart and all your soul. And that is how you'll be able to get delivered from the power of Satan. But if the things in Satan is still inside you, you should know that there is no deliverance for you. Therefore, you're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive grace to live a life of absolute repentance. You're going to say, I receive grace to live a Christian life of absolute repentance, a Christian life that have completely repented from all sin. They are receiving grace to live such life, a life of complete repentance from all sin. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. See, I receive grace to live a life of absolute repentance from all sin. Absolute repentance from all sin. From all properties of the devil. From all works of the devil. Repentance from all character of the devil. Attitude of the devil, lifestyle of the devil, habit of the devil. See, I receive grace now to repent from all of them completely. I receive grace to live a Christian life of absolute repentance. I receive grace to live a life that I've completely repented from all sins. A Christian life that I've completely turned away from every sin and from everything that is evil and of the devil. I receive grace to live such life. In the name of Jesus, I receive grace to live a life that is pure in the sight of God, a life that has no property of the devil. I receive grace to live a life that has nothing that belongs to the devil, that has nothing that belongs to Satan. I receive grace to live such kind of life right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, the Lord is showing me that some of you still have issue with anger and because of that anger you don't forgive, you can't forgive those that wrong you. Yeah, even though some of those people that wrong you, they did not actually do what is wrong. Yeah, but you just get offended for no reason. Yeah, I mean before God, what those people did to you is not wrong. But the spirit of anger in you made you to get offended in what they did. Yeah, and you suddenly take offense in what they did, and then you can't forgive. Yeah, you can't forgive those that really hurt you. Yeah, so you need to repent because if you don't, you can't be delivered. I mean, of course. You're going to you're going to also need to be delivered from the spirit of hunger. But I'm talking about any other deliverance you have been praying for, you won't get it until you repent from anger and unforgiveness. Yeah, even healing, you won't get healing until you really repent. Yeah, so we're going to continue. And you're still going to place your right hand on your hand. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, manifest the greatness of you in my spirit, soul, and body. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, manifest the greatness of you in my spirit, soul, and body. And let every spirit that is not of you in me run for their lives. Let every spirit that is not of you in me run for their lives. Open your mouth and pray like that. The Lord Jesus, manifest the greatness of you in my spirit, soul, and body. And let every spirit that is not of you in me see your greatness and run for their lives. Every spirit that is not of you in me, let them see your greatness and run. Let them see the greatness of you and run for their lives right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I believe you're praying this prayer seriously. Manifest the greatness of you. Magnify your presence in me. Lord Jesus, magnify your presence and power in my spirit, soul, and body. And let every spirit that is not of you see your greatness and run out right now. In the name of Jesus. Let him see your greatness and run right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yes, we're going to pray another thing that prolongs deliverance or hinders deliverance is high-mindedness, pride. Yeah, when you're so high-minded, you're so proud, and especially when you consider yourself more important than the truth, you consider yourself more important than the Word of God, then it will be very difficult. In fact, it will be impossible for you to be delivered. Yeah, so you're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let fire of the Holy Ghost destroy every spirit of high-mindedness, every spirit of pride in my life. Let the fire of the Holy Ghost destroy them now. hoping about and pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Some people, what they feel, they make it more important. They make their feelings more important than the Word of God. They make their desires, what they desire, their emotions, what they want, they make it more important than the Word of God. So they don't care what the Word of God says about what they are craving for. They just want to have what they are craving for. Pray that God destroys such spirit in your life. Such heart. Pray that God destroy that kind of heart and give you an humble heart. In the name of Jesus, let fire of the Holy Ghost destroy every spirit of rebellion, every spirit of high-mindedness, every spirit of pride, every spirit that is making me feel more important than the truth, more important than God's righteousness, more important than the Word of God. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them now. Every spirit that is making me to consider what I want to be more important than what God wants. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy that spirit. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Every spirit that is making me to follow my feelings and emotions, even after knowing that the Word of God is against what I'm following. Every spirit that is making me to disobey the Word of God deliberately, to disobey the mind of God, the will of God, the truth of God deliberately, let fire of the Holy Ghost destroy such spirit. Right now in the name of Jesus, every spirit in me that is making me to deliberately offend God, let fire of the Holy Ghost consume them now. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You are still going to pray. There are powers that controls the mind, that controls the thought, and through that they're able to control your feelings and emotions. Yeah, because if they can control your mind and thoughts, then automatically they can control your feelings and emotions. You must be delivered from the grip of such power. Yeah, because if you are not, you will never be able to please God. Yeah, so you're going to place your right hand on your head, and you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the power of God destroy every stronghold of Satan, every stronghold of darkness, on my mind that is allowing Satan to control my mind and feelings and emotions. Let the power of God destroy that stronghold. Every stronghold of Satan in my mind, on my mind, that is giving Satan the power to control my mind and thoughts. Let the fire of the Holy Ghost destroy the stronghold. Let the power of Jesus destroy the stronghold. Open your mouth and pray like that. By let the power of Jesus destroy every stronghold of Satan in my mind and on my mind, through which Satan is able to control my mind and thoughts and feelings and emotions. Let the power of God destroy the strongholds now. Let the power of Jesus destroy the strongholds now. Thank you, Lord. Let the power of Jesus destroy the strongholds of Satan in my mind and on my mind, through which Satan is able to control my thoughts and imaginations. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Now, strongholds are like I forgot the name of that thing. That thing they used to put in the nose of the horse. Yeah, maybe it's breed. I forgot the name. Yeah, that they used to control the horse. Yeah. Gold in you, it can't control you. Satan is going to make use of his stronghold in you and on you to be able to control you. Yeah, so the stronghold is that that thing that you gave Satan, and now Satan can use it to control you. Yeah, and it is you who gave Satan that power. Yeah, that is the more like the hand. Yeah, it have on you, you know, like bags have hand. Yeah, or anything that has hand, and then you can hold that hand and move that thing. Whichever direction you want the thing to go. So stronghold is like that handle, or that thing that belongs to Satan, but you gave him that thing. Yeah, and Satan is able to through that control your life. Now there are a lot of examples of strongholds. Fear is one. And many love. You start to become weak spiritually. You start to become carnal. Then that is stronghold. Anything that you engage with, and then what happens next is that you find yourself in the flesh, and you are no longer spiritual. You are now carnal. Yeah, that definitely is a stronghold. So you are going to pray. So since you give Satan the stronghold, so you also can take the stronghold back from the devil. Yeah, for instance, if your whole stronghold is talking too much, you take it back by not talking too much. Yeah, if your stronghold is lost, you're always thinking lustful thoughts in your mind, then you take back that stronghold from the devil by stopping to think like that. Yeah. Yeah. So you're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive strength in my mind. I receive strength in my soul to destroy every stronghold I have created, every stronghold of darkness I have created in my life, every stronghold I have given to Satan, so that is making him to rule over my life. You're going to say, I receive strength to destroy them. I receive strength to take back the stronghold. Open your mouth and pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Begin to say, I receive strength in my inner man. I receive strength in my soul. I receive strength in my mind to take back from the hand of the devil the stronghold I gave him. It means that I receive strength to take back from the hand of Satan the stronghold I gave him. Right now, I receive strength. I receive strength to destroy the strongholds that I created in my life. The stronghold that is giving power to the devil. The stronghold that I created in my life and is giving power to Satan. Begin to say, I receive strength now to destroy them all. In the name of Jesus, I receive strength to destroy the stronghold I created in my life that is giving power to the devil, that is giving strength to Satan. To rule over my life. I receive strength now to destroy the stronghold. I receive strength now to take that stronghold out of the hand of Satan. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are freed. Amen. You're going to pray. You need to also know that parents can create strongholds for their children. Yeah, as some of you here, you are suffering from the strongholds your parents created for you, and Satan is ruling over your life through the strongholds your parents created for you because of the life they live. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the blood of Jesus destroy every stronghold of darkness that my parents created and have given power to Satan to rule over me. Let the blood of Jesus destroy the strongholds now. Open your mouth and pray like that. By this day, the call English de Leo. Now, praise and master, this is session. Continue to pray like that. To let the blood of Jesus destroy every stronghold of darkness, my parents creating and the strongholds have given power to Satan to rule over my life. Let the blood of Jesus destroy the strongholds now. Every stronghold created by my parents that Satan is using to rule over my life. Let the blood of Jesus waste them now. Every stronghold created by my parents that Satan is using to rule over my life, to oppress my life, to control my life, let the blood of Jesus consume them all. Every stronghold of darkness my parents created through their wrong lifestyles that Satan is now using to rule over my life, to oppress my life, let the blood of Jesus destroy them all right now. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the power in the blood of Jesus deliver me from every covenant of darkness that I was born into. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the power in the blood of Jesus deliver me from every covenant of darkness I was born into. Open your mouth and pray like that. Kafashone tengo jiste nedegala. Nisu zihandi shatala. Barija satasha nedegala. Continue to pray like that. Let the power in the blood of Jesus deliver me now from every covenant of darkness I was born into, every covenant of darkness that was activated in my life from the day I was born. Let the power in the blood of Jesus deliver me from them now. Every covenant of darkness that was activated on the day I was born, that was activated in my life, in my destiny, on the day I was born. Let the power in the blood of Jesus release me from them now. Let the power in the blood of Jesus release me from them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. or we are praying. Amen. We're going to pray 6 more prayer points before we round off the session. You're still going to pray. You're going to see fire of the Holy Ghost. Destroy every satanic conference that is preventing my manifestation. Every satanic covering over my life that is preventing my manifestation in destiny. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy the covering now. Open your mouth and pray now. Continue to pray like that. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every covering of Satan, every covering of darkness upon my life that is preventing me from manifesting who I am in destiny, who I am in Christ Jesus, who I am in God's plans and purpose for my life. Fire of the Holy Ghost, consume the covering right now, right now. In the name of Jesus, destroy the covering now. In the name of Jesus, destroy the covering now. In the name of Jesus. Continue to pray like that. Many people are not manifesting who they really are in God's plan. They are not becoming who they really are in God's plans for their lives. Continue to pray, say, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every satanic covering that is preventing my manifestation in destiny, that is stopping me from manifesting my identity in God, my identity in Christ Jesus, my identity in God's plans for my life, my identity in God's purpose for my life. Fire of the Holy Ghost, consume the covering now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. We have prayed. Amen. We have 5 more prayer points. You're going to pray. You also need to pray for deliverance from the captivity of negative words. Negative words have power to capture the life and destiny of a man. And it could be that it is the man himself that spoke or uttered the negative words. Or maybe the man's parents. What I'm saying is that it could be you who uttered the negative words. Or your parents, or somebody somewhere, or somebody you know. Yeah, so a negative utterances, they have the power to capture your life and destiny. So you're going to pray. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, blood of Jesus, destroy every captivity of darkness that have happened in my life through negative utterances, through negative words. The blood of Jesus destroy the utterances. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Destroy the captivities and the utterances. Begin to pray like that. Say, blood of Jesus, destroy every captivity of darkness that have happened in my life, that have happened to me through negative utterances. Every captivity of darkness that negative words and utterances I've placed on my life. Blood of Jesus, destroy them now. Destroy both the captivity and the negative utterances right now in the name of Jesus. Begin to say, blood of Jesus, destroy every captivity of darkness that negative utterances have put me in. Blood of Jesus, destroy them now. Every captivity of darkness that negative words and utterances have put me in, have put my destiny in, have put my calling in. Blood of Jesus, destroy them now. Destroy them all. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. We have four more prayer points. You're going to pray. There are some captivities that was initiated from the realm of dreams. And because they were initiated from the realm of dreams, your deliverance also must happen in the realm of dreams. When I mean dreams, I mean night dreams or dream the dream you had when you sleep. Yeah, that's what I mean. Of course, there's another kind of dream, which is the plans you have for your life, the kind of future you aspire for. Not that kind of dream. I'm talking of dream that you see when you sleep. Yeah. So there are captivities that comes through attacks in the dream. And because they were initiated in the dream, your deliverance also must happen in the dream. Yeah, because the captivity came from your dream. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, release your power to deliver me from every captivity that was every captivity of darkness that was initiated through my dreams. Say, Lord Jesus, release your power to release me now from the captivity. Open your mouth and pray like that. Pray. Say, Lord Jesus, release your power. Release your power. Thank you, Lord. release your power. Release your power to liberate me from every captivity of darkness that entered into my life through my dreams. Every captivity of darkness that was initiated in my life and destiny, in my dreams. Lord Jesus, release your power into my dreams to free me now. Release your power into that realm in my dreams where the captivity came from. Release your power into that realm and liberate me now. In the name of Jesus. Release your power now. Thank you, Lord. Let your power enter into the realm of my dreams and deliver me from the captivities that came from my dreams right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have three more prayer points. You're going to pray. As I said earlier, that sin is a stronghold. And it's one of the most popular stronghold of the devil. That is most common stronghold of the devil. And I have said before that whatever you are afraid of can be stronger than you. Yeah, so you're going to pray. You're going to see fire of the Holy Ghost. And destroy every seed of darkness in me that have placed me under fear. Every seed of darkness in me that has made fear to take over my life, that have made fear to fill my heart, to fill my mind, that have made fear to be so strong in my life. Say, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy such seeds of darkness. Open your mouth and pray right now. Say, every seed of darkness in my life that have made me a slave to fear, catch fire of the Holy Ghost right now. Every plantation of darkness in me, every deposit of darkness in me that is making me to be weak against fear, that is making fear to have a stronghold on my life. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy such deposits of darkness. Destroy such seed of darkness right now in the name of Jesus. Continue to pray like that. Destroy every plantation of darkness in me that is making me to be weak against fear, that is making me to surrender to fear. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy those plantations or fruit those plantations right now in the name of Jesus. Begin to say, fear shall have no place in my life henceforth. Fear shall have no place in my soul henceforth. Fear shall have no place in my spirit henceforth. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we are praying. Amen. You're going to pray. Deliverance must be maintained and sustained. As some people think deliverance is a one-time thing. Yeah, deliverance is something that you must keep it, or you can lose it. Yeah, because the demons that you got delivered from, they will still be looking for ways to come back. Yeah, the demons that have let go of your life, they don't easily give up. They'll keep looking for ways to come back. So that is why you must sustain deliverance. You must maintain deliverance through the fire of the Holy Ghost. So you're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, ignite in me a strong fire that is able to keep me above all the forces of darkness. So Holy Spirit, fill me with fire that is able to keep me in dominion over all the forces and operations of darkness. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus. The harsh is the not happening. Continue to pray like that. The Holy Spirit ignites in me a strong fire that is able to keep me above the enemy, to keep me above the forces and operations of darkness. Put that fire in me now, in the name of Jesus. Fill me now with fire that is able to keep me in dominion over Satan and all principalities and all the works of the devil, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. The last prayer point. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, pour out upon me anointing that will make me succeed in things that others have failed. You're going to say, Father, pour out upon me now, pour out upon my head anointing that will make me succeed and excel in the same things others have failed. open your mouth and begin to pray like that. In the same place where others have failed, pour out upon me now anointing that will make me succeed. Anointing that will make me succeed and excel in the things where others have failed. In the place where others have failed. Put on me anointing to succeed in those things. In the things that didn't work for others. In the things where others couldn't prosper. Oh Lord, put upon me anointing that will make me prosper in those things. Put upon me anointing that will make those things to work in my own hands. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are prayed. Amen. Raise up your right hand as I pray for you. Heavenly Father, we thank you for you are so faithful. Thank you for your power that is available to us at all times. Thank you for your grace that is sustaining us. Thank you for your mercy that is speaking for us on a daily basis. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for all that you have done in our lives during the course of this prayer session. Thank you for your determination to change our story and to give us transformation and to give us elevation. Thank you, Father. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. I ask, O Lord, that you visit every life here and that you manifest the greatness of you in the life of everyone here. O Lord, do it now without delay in Jesus' name. Let the captivities in the lives of your people be terminated forever by your almighty power in the name of Jesus. Let every problem in the lives of your people be terminated forever by the reason and by the operation of your almighty power in the name of Jesus. I ask, O Lord, that you make everything and everyone you have created to begin to work together for the performance of your plan for everyone here right now in Jesus' name. I pray for you that the same things that appears to be negative in your life, the hand of God shall use them to lift up your life and destiny in the name of Jesus. Even the things the enemy has been doing in your life and have been doing against you, the power of God shall turn them around and they shall all walk for your good in the name of Jesus. The greatness of God shall appear in your life. The greatness of God's power and presence shall appear in your life. And all the darkness and spirits of darkness and agents of darkness, they shall see that greatness and they shall run for their lives and they shall never be able to come back again in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for I know you have answered. I pray for you that in your body you shall experience the strength and power of God. And your weaknesses and sicknesses shall disappear in the name of Jesus. In your soul, you shall experience the power of God. And you shall live a life of dominion over sin and over every unrighteousness in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for I know you have answered. In Jesus' mighty name, I have prayed. Amen.